First up today, it's football, and the Czech Republic played their first game under new manager Michal Bílek on Sunday when they took on the United Arab Emirates in a mini-tournament in the Gulf State. Bílek didn't call up the likes of Petr Cech and Tomáš Rosický, preferring to give a chance to younger, less experienced players. And his debut at the helm was none too successful, as the Czechs ended up losing on penalties after a scoreless draw against the UAE. Among those who failed to convert in the shootout was captain David Rozehnal, who spoke to Czech television immediately after the game.
The main thing is the guys are young, and most of them are getting their first starts. It was to be expected that we didn't have a particularly great understanding today. On the other hand, I don't think it was bad, but we should perform 100% better in the future. That's why we're playing these two friendlies, so that the young guys can get started, and obviously so it'll be better in the future.
For his part, manager Michal Bílek said nerves played a role in Sunday's defeat.
It was logical that some players would have been nervous, as they were playing for the first time or had just a few caps. We expected that they wouldn't gel that well. We are curious now how they cope with the situation. The result was important because it could have given us confidence, but at this moment the main thing is to see the players in action and then evaluate everything.
The Czech Republic take on Azerbaijan on Wednesday, and their next game after that is another friendly against Argentina in the middle of December, though no venue has yet been set. In other football news, the Italian newspaper Tuttosport has reported that former Czech captain Pavel Nedved will take up a coaching role at Juventus next year. The Daily said Nedved, who is now 37, would first coach youngsters at his former club before joining the senior coaching staff at Juve next season. Finally, tennis, and the Czech men's number one Radek Štěpánek has climbed to 12th in the world rankings after reaching the semi-finals of the Paris Masters on Saturday. The Czech lost 4-6, 7-5, 4-6 to local favourite Gael Monfi in what was a tight encounter. Štěpánek is now at his home in Florida, training for the Davis Cup final, in which the Czech Republic will take on Spain in Barcelona in 3 weeks' time. That's all the sport for today.